Economists define a recession as two quarters of negative growth, and that's exactly what the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development forecasts for Britain. The Paris-based organization predicts the British economy will actually shrink at an annual rate of 0.3% in the third quarter and 0.25% in the fourth quarter. And the rest of Europe doesn't look much better. The OECD forecasts that the region's three other big economic powerhouses, Germany, France, and Italy, will barely grow at all this year. In Britain, the assessment is being countered with a handful of government incentive programs aimed at trying to stimulate the economy. The biggest drag on the British economy is the housing market, where mortgage approvals are down by more than 70% compared to just 1 year ago. Given the difficult market, Prime Minister Gordon Brown's government is eliminating the home buyer tax, known as the stamp duty, on residential home purchases of less than $312,000. That rate would affect just less than half of all homes on the market in Britain.
Homeowners need to know that we'll do everything we can to keep the housing market moving forward. Help with stamp duty, help for first-time buyers, help to build more social housing, help to take unsold properties off the housing market, and help with people who get into difficulties. These are the things that a government should do to help people as we come through what is a difficult situation, and then show that our economy is resilient and will come through these problems.
Britain's Treasury Secretary Alistair Darling says the fact that tough economic times are being felt around the world doesn't make it any easier to cope.
We are facing difficult times. You know, we are in a situation where you have the combination of the credit crunch together with high oil and food prices, and we haven't seen that coming together. This is unique, which, you know, the IMF itself has said we haven't seen this since the 1930s, in fact.
In addition to the elimination of the home buyer tax on the lower half of the market, Darling says the government will also introduce a measure to help out first-time buyers on lower incomes and provide them with a free 5-year loan worth up to nearly a third of the home's value. Also, to combat the rising number of foreclosures, the government is unveiling a plan to protect vulnerable families who are at risk of having their homes repossessed. In some cases, the government would give money to such families to help with mortgage payments in exchange for an equity stake in their homes. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.